For the Drug Truth Network, it's 420 Drug War News. I want to share with you part three of a teleconference panel discussion that was held this past week and was shared with you originally on the Century of Lies program. I'll allow Ethan Nadelman, the executive director of the Drug Policy Alliance, to handle the introduction of our third panelist.
Alan Rosenfield, the dean of the Mailman School of Health at Columbia University.
I think what we've seen with drug use, where so many particularly low-income minority people are in jail, and where many of us, and there's a whole doctors group that push for prevention, education, treatment, but not for criminal prosecution. I think Norm's example of what happened when we tried to outlaw alcohol back in years and years ago is what we would see with smoking. We'd see criminal activity. We'd see all kinds of the negative things that Ethan mentioned. From a public health point of view, education, the type of things that the Legacy Foundation, for example, has done to educate kids as to the impact of smoking has had an impact. And I think prevention education, I think we should forbid the companies from marketing and using their marketing expenses as ways to get tax deduction so that we're actually, in effect, paying for their marketing effects activities. I think outlawing selling to minors, which has been in place for a long time, should continue. But the focus should be on education. It should not be making smoking illegal.
Hell, it's just too apropos not to run it again this week.
Here's a news flash. The undermanned, underfunded, ill-equipped drug legalization movement will never end the drug war. Despite their efforts, the scope of the drug war continues to expand, from illicit street drugs to prescription pain medication to tobacco and alcohol. For decades, high-ranking DEA officials have said publicly that they wish to criminalize the use of tobacco and alcohol. And now, if you're paying attention, you'll see it beginning to happen. Not just across the country, but across the globe. Governments everywhere are placing restrictions on smoking, first in restaurants, then in bars, then in all public buildings. Come on, you know the drill. The goal, of course, is to ban smoking completely and save the lives of the countless millions who would clearly be better off without their freedom to decide whether or not to smoke. It's good. The government knows what's best. Drug legalization advocates are losing the fight. The drug war just grows and grows. This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
If you'd like to learn more about the push back against the pretended alcohol prohibition, please visit drugpolicy.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.